Hello and welcome back to the Urban Irma. I am stand-up comedian, blogger, and dog lover, Leanne Lord. The Urban Irma is my weekly humor blog, which you can read at theurbanirma.com. You can like The Urban Irma on Facebook and, of course, follow on Twitter. This week's blog, Is That Your Real Hair? Is that your real hair? Are those your real manners? This is one of my favorite jokes in my act because in real life, people ask very rude questions, and we all wish we had a snappy retort ready to go. The joke gets two reactions. One, knowing head nods and murmurs of approval from people who've been asked this crass question. Two, dead silence from the people who are guilty of doing the asking. They feel called out and judged, and I'm glad. Sometimes comedy has the power to entertain and teach. I've had dreadlocks, sister locks to be specific, for almost 10 years. Even with a little trim here and there, my locks have grown quite long. At least once a year, some troglodyte asks, "Is that your real hair?" And it never fails to irritate me. This question speaks volumes. If an African-American woman has long hair, it must be fake? Go fornicate yourself. Okay, I'm back now. I know this should be a teachable moment, but I don't know which lesson to start with first. Cultural literacy, common sense, or courtesy? Believe it or not, I love talking about natural hair, the locking process, the different types of locks, and can do so ad nauseum. In fact, I used to do an entire blog about my locks. Because sister locks are much smaller than traditional locks, I sometimes get quizzical looks from interested observers. Total strangers ask me what kind of locks I have, and I'm more than happy to tell them. This most recent encounter, however, did not make me happy at all. I had actually taken the time to curl my hair. I don't do it that often anymore because I hate rollers, but having sister locks gives me a great deal of styling flexibility. If I say so myself, I was looking cute. A gentleman who I know but hadn't seen in a while said, "Wow, nice." Then he proceeded to reach out and touch my hair. Ooh, that's a no-no. Rest assured, we're not that close. He touched my hair and said, "Is that real?" "Yes," I said with all the ice and venom I could muster. Mission accomplished, because that's when the stuttering and backpedaling started. Well, he said, "women sometimes wear wigs." "Yes, they do," I said, the temperature in the room still dropping. "I don't." The conversation ended shortly after that, but really, what else is there to say after you've revealed yourself to be an oaf? Let's say for sake of argument, it wasn't my hair. Maybe I was wearing a wig, weave, extensions, whatever. The last thing I would want is anyone drawing attention to that. What purpose does it serve to ask such a thing out loud and in front of other people? Was it to chagrin, humiliate, detract? "Yes, you look nice, but..." Oh no, not on my watch. There was a time when I might have tried to laugh it off. Those days are over. I'll not allow it. Unwarranted, unaccepted, unforgiven. Very young children do this all the time. They ask socially awkward questions. They blurt out whatever is on their little minds until their parents can teach them otherwise. So you would think an adult pushing a hard 60 would already know better. But alas, no. The social graces are on the decline, but I would never think to say, "I see you have a cold sore. Is that a herpes flare-up?" I guess that's why I love my jokes so much. Is that your real hair? Are those your real manners? It's empowering. It turns the situation around. It says, "I won't let your insensitive comments diminish me. I prefer to make your ignorance embarrass you." Class dismissed. Thanks for listening to The Urban Irma with music by Groove Lily. And if you don't sweat the small stuff will sweat you.